Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Clint, before we roll to best bets, yesterday it came across that a former Super Bowl MVP would be potentially on the trade block. Cooper Kupp, wide receiver, L.A. Rams. He came out and said it on social yesterday. He did not agree with the, he didn't agree with the situation, but he's been informed that the Rams are going to put him on the trade block. And we just throw this out because, Clint, the Texans are going to be, I believe, on the hunt to add a receiver. Now, I don't know how they're looking. They went in the offseason in a trade last year to get Diggs there, and they paid him good money. There could be, hey, a trade like this, free agency to try to grab somebody, could be the draft. They are going to need to add another receiver with one, not knowing if Diggs is going to be the one they bring back. Obviously, the Tank Dell injury could last for a long stretch. What about the thought of Cooper Kupp? Obviously, Nick Caley has a relationship with him. He was the tight ends coach and passing game coordinator, so he worked with him. 31 years old. What would that option look like to you? What do you think about that idea of Cooper Kupp being another receiver added to this team?
Yeah, look, I like the thought of Cooper Kupp being added to the team. Now, there's a couple of things that you just have to discuss up front, right? I mean, the injuries have been a problem. He's missed 18 games since the, just unbelievable year in 2021 where they won the Super Bowl and he was the Super Bowl MVP. They beat the Bengals in the Super Bowl that year. He won the Triple Crown that year where he had the most receiving yards in the NFL, had the most receiving touchdowns in the NFL, and had the most, was it receptions? Is it yards, receptions,
he had touchdowns? Triple Crown. He had it all.
Yeah, that's what I said. But what's the third one? The catches?
Catches, yards, and touchdowns.
There you go. He had all three of them, led the league in all three. And since that year in 2021, he's missed 18 ball games. So injuries have been an issue. I only say that to say that just, for me, it's – He's no longer a number one. I don't believe he's going to be pursued as a number one around the league as the guy that had 1,900 yards receiving in 2021. I think he's more a number two. The injuries are a problem, and number two, the contract is a problem. He's got some big money this year and some big money next year left on this contract, and so they're trying to trade him, and the money's going to be an issue. The injury's going to be an issue. Now, you look at what the Texans would be looking for. I would think that Cooper Kupp would be on the top of the range of what they're looking for. They're looking for a number two receiver. And if he stays healthy, he's going to be productive. He's been productive. He was productive this year, 60-some-odd catches, 700-some-odd yards, and 6 touchdowns. You get in the red zone, he can he can separate and make himself available to the quarterback. And so, yeah, look, I think Cooper Kupp would complement Nico Collins really, really well. Obviously, Nick Caley, the offensive coordinator, came from the L.A. Rams, and so there's a relationship there. He should have the inside scoop on what exactly Cooper Kupp is and what he's got left. And so, yeah, I would think if there's tread left on those tires, and Nick Caley, nobody knows more than Nick Caley, I would think that the Texans would definitely be in, given that the injuries are, at least at this point, he's healthy, and the contracts are renegotiable, or which I did see a report a little earlier, I don't know to what extent, the Rams are willing to pick up a good chunk of the contract. I didn't see any numbers of what they would agree to pick up, but they are willing to eat some of the Cooper Kupp contract that is remaining, again, which is 2 years for big money.
Yeah, they're probably going to have to pick up some of that. Yeah, they're going to have to – and we've seen that with trades. Well, they'll have to pick up some things as well. But yeah, to me, it's all in the – hey, what are you expecting? What are you expecting from him? And that to me is what kind of sets that up. He is, you don't need a one, Clint. You got one.
Right.
You got
That's
Nico
why Cooper
Kupp's
an option.
You know, and I think they would really kind of fit each other really, really well. And he does so many things in the middle of the field. That can open things up. He's a great route runner, and yes, he's a little older, 31. I'm not saying he's the perfect fit. I'm not saying that he's the right one, but you can see his skill set.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And see, you know, I can see how that matches with him, and you wonder what the deal is. I see somebody on the text line, on YouTube and Twitch, with the thought of we don't need all this old wide receiver with injury, with injuries that can't stay healthy. I get that. If that is that is a very, very fair complaint and issue to have with that thought. But if he's got a relationship with Nick Caley, that is somebody most definitely. To me, if you're like, all right, I'm going to go with him, I got Diggs, I have maybe the draft, you could see that being an option that makes sense.
Yeah, no, to look, me. I think it makes perfect sense. I mean, if you're looking for a 2 or 3, there's not going to be the perfect receiver out there for the right amount of money that's going to be a 2 or 3. That's just going to be floating out there. That's going to make you happy. I mean, there's going to be warts on whoever you get. And if you can get Cooper Kupp at a discount, because here's the deal: when he's healthy, Which I know, I get it. That's a big obstacle to get over.
That's a fair one, yeah.
But when he's healthy, he's productive. 60 plus catches this year on 100 targets, 700 plus yards, again, 6 touchdowns. If he stays healthy for the entire season, you're looking at 1,000 plus yards. You're looking at 10 touchdowns. You're looking at 100 catches. By the way, Nico Collins this year, 12 games. I think what do you have, 7-8 touchdowns? I mean, it wasn't
7 touchdowns. Yep.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, so, and I'm not saying Cooper Kupp is Nico Collins. I'm just simply saying you can't base everything, whether you want a guy or not, just based solely off the fact that he's been injured a bit. It's a risk you got to take, and I'm here to take the risk with Cooper Kupp. I think it would be a great compliment to C.J. Stroud. To Nico Collins. I think he'd be big time for C.J. Stroud, just that security blanket and a different style of receiver than what he's had. So, yeah, man, I would love for that to be. I could warm up to Nick Caley probably a little bit there, Ron.
Could you?
If Nick Caley all of a sudden parlays this thing into Nick Caley and Cooper Kupp and he know he's the one that's got the inside track on that. Yeah, I could probably warm up to Nick a little bit here.
Here is Ian Rappaport on the NFL Network, kind of giving a little bit more context to the cost price, the price of this, and what it would potentially do, or what would it potentially have to happen for a team to make the trade financially for Cooper Kupp.
I would add, my understanding is the Rams are at least willing to eat some of the money, potentially paying down the $7.5 million signing bonus, which a lot of that is fully guaranteed for Kupp, maybe easing the burden on an acquiring team, maybe making a trade a little easier.
All right, yeah, that makes it easier. And to me, if they want to get this done, they have the ability to get this done. It's not going to absolutely kill them. As we said, the Rams will have to kick in on that. So it's at least, to me, an option. And as you said, you would be bringing somebody in that knows the offense that you would think, or knows Nick Caley at least.
Well, Nick Caley
and Nick knows them.
Yeah, Nick knows them really well. He would know Nick really well. That chemistry would be there. I mean, just naturally, it's beautiful. And then you look at C.J. Stroud. I think C.J. Stroud and Cooper Kupp would, in a matter of days, would have tremendous chemistry. And look at this from a Cooper Kupp perspective. I mean, is there a better place to land for him, a friendlier place to land, even though the Cooper Kupp, the conversation, the article I read had the Baltimore Ravens, the Cowboys, the Steelers, the Broncos. I mean, there were several teams out there, and some of them are probably, comparable to Houston. But when you look at Houston, you got C.J. Stroud. The expectations are limited because you got Nico Collins and Nick Caley's there, and Nick Caley's the one that I mean, if you're going to trust anybody, it'd be assuming they got a good relationship. By the way, given what we're hearing coming out of the building in Houston, I don't know what a good relationship looks like, to be honest with you. But the thought that he has a good relationship and thinks highly of Cooper Kupp and vice versa, that could be a huge plus here. Yeah, I'm all about Cooper Kupp coming in and being a two.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Dr. Pepper, and Polar Seltzer, selected varieties and sizes, buy two and get three free of equal or lesser value, plus CRV. Limit 3 free items. USDA Choice Bone-In Ribeye Steak, $7.97 per pound. Limit 2 packages. Creamy Hass Avocados, 77 cents each. Limit 4 items. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game, and that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.